Let this be a biblically based spiritual retreat, not an academic Bible study time. I encourage you to leave aside most historical questions for now about the composition of Luke's gospel or the historicity of the events recorded in the text. If you're interested in these sorts of questions, of course, then after the retreat, you can study the Gospel of Luke as much as you wish. You could use other audio programs from Now You Know Media, for example, by Dominican sister Barbara Reed, a program on the Gospel of Luke, or by myself, a program covering the entire New Testament, or use all sorts of other books, study Bibles, Bible commentaries, resources that are available on my website or across the internet. During this retreat, though, let us remember that our purpose is to approach God in prayer. The goal is primary, the means are only secondary. Remember that the goal of all prayer is union with God, encountering Jesus, deepening our relationship with Him. The means, in this case using Luke's gospel or other biblical texts, are there to help us reach that goal of encountering Jesus. The text from a song from the musical Godspell, which is also based on the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius Loyola, I find very helpful to reflect on here. Day by day, O dear Lord, three things I pray: to see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. We'll use the Gospel of Luke and other biblical texts in this time together, but our goal is to see God, to love God, and to follow God more and more closely each day. And so during this retreat together, we will meditate upon texts from the Gospels, episodes from Jesus' life, his teachings, his actions. In the written guide that accompanies this program, I will also give you some suggestions for biblical art or liturgical music which could enhance your prayer during this time of retreat. There are several different links to resources of artworks available on the internet. I will make reference to two different recorded musical programs also throughout this program. The first by Marty Haugen, called The Feast of Light, Stories from the Gospel of Luke. And the other one called As a River of Light, a contemporary music drama based on the Gospel of Luke by Jesuit Father John Foley. Luke is the third of the four Gospels contained in the New Testament, written about the 80s, most scholars would suggest. Luke tells us that he has used several previous sources, and scholars suggest he used mostly the Gospel of Mark as the older foundational gospel, upon which he expanded his own story, adding material from other sources. Let's remember that the word gospel means good news. We think of a gospel as a written text, an ancient biography of Jesus, and yet the word gospel initially refers to the oral proclamation of good news, the preaching about the life and teachings and actions about Jesus. We have four gospels in the New Testament, and yet there's only one Jesus. Is it the same Jesus we find in the four gospels? On the one hand, yes. On the other hand, no. Yes, of course, it's the same historical person, Jesus of Nazareth. It's the same divine Jesus, part of the Godhead, that is the foundation of our faith. On the other hand, no, it's a different Jesus in each of our Gospels, because each text has not only different contents, although quite a bit overlaps, but the overall portrait of Jesus as presented in the Gospels is different for Mark and Matthew and Luke and John. Each of these evangelists was writing to different communities in different historical contexts. Luke is not better than any of the others, but quite a bit different. I think it's wonderful that we have these four different portraits with different emphases. Just to summarize briefly, how do they each present Jesus? Mark's emphasis is that Jesus is the powerful Son of God and yet also the suffering Son of Man. Matthew, on the other hand, emphasizes that Jesus is a great king of the Jews, like the ancient King David, and a great teacher, like Moses was for the Jews. John's gospel emphasizes that Jesus is the divine revealer, the one who reveals God to the world through his words and actions. He is the Word of God, the Word made flesh, the I Am, the one who is equal to God.